We now bring in Ruben Frank, NBC Sports Philly. Rube, how you been?
Hey, Steve, how's it going?
It's going really well. So let's get to the wonderful world of Eagles football. So what's the word so far on what kind? This is not a Doug Peterson camp. So what kind of camp is Nick Sirianni running?
Yeah, it's really different, actually, in a lot of ways, a lot of really fundamental ways. The practices are shorter, but they're very fast-paced, very efficient, getting a lot done. I think one of the big differences is Nick's first-team offense always works against first-team defense. That's something you never see in the NFL. Usually the ones go against the twos, and then the threes will go against the three. So it's really been interesting to watch. They're getting better snaps. I think it makes it a little tougher for the offense. This is a young, inexperienced offense going against a pretty veteran, accomplished defense, and it's tough for them to get good work sometimes. But, guys are getting better. It's just hard to see sometimes because they're going up against a pretty good first defense. So those are some of the big differences. They don't pad up all that much. I believe 3 days so far. You're allowed to do 3 days in a row and then 3 days off and then another 3 days. So they haven't used all those days. You're allowed to go 2.5 hours, and they're not using or 4 total hours, including a walkthrough. They're not using all that time. But they're long days when you look at the film work and the meetings and all that stuff, individual work on the side. I think this is the wave of the future in the NFL, is getting guys off their feet and keeping them healthy and trying to be ready mentally and then doing as much as you need to do physically. But these are very short practices, and we'll see if it pays off. We'll see how ready this team is on opening day.
I completely agree with that assessment, that I think it's the wave of the future in the NFL, that you'll go with shorter practices. If you're going at a quick pace in a practice, that actually in some ways not only shortens the practice, but it also is good on the conditioning end of it, and I think the players don't realize that sometimes.
Yeah, no question, and that's a big part of staying healthy too, is going out there and being fit and ready for that pace. I also think the joint practices are a wave of the future, and they have Eagles have the Patriots coming in on Monday and Tuesday, and then the Jets the following week, Tuesday and Wednesday, up in Florham Park. So I think those workouts with other teams are really valuable, because they're kind of controlled preseason games. You can pick what you want to work out on, pick the situations, and still go against another team and get good work that way. So these are all, because I think this is probably the last year of 3 preseason games. I think we'll be down to 2 by next year or the year after. So teams have to find new ways to get guys ready, and I think the joint practices are going to be big come into the future.
Ruben, I don't know about you, but I think as a coaching staff, they probably get more out of the joint practices than they would a preseason game anyway. Do you share that?
Yeah, I do. And actually, I remember Doug Peterson saying how, if we want to work on goal line offense, we might not get a single goal line snap in a preseason game. But if we're doing joint practices, I can sit down with whoever it is, Bill Belichick or whoever, and we can say, let's work on goal line, and we can do 12 reps of it, and you can go live. So, you don't know what the down and distance are going to be. I do think there's still something to be gained from preseason games and the kind of instantaneous decisions you have to make as far as down and distance and clock management and just not knowing what's happening. But there's definitely value to the joint practices. I enjoy them. They're probably more fun to watch than preseason games.
Yeah, they probably are. And there's another element, too. You mentioned ones versus ones, or as a coach would say, good on good.
Mm-hmm.
Iron sharpens iron. A veteran coach, in my opinion, would do that probably more and more like you're talking about. But then once in a while, just for a confidence level, throw twos versus ones just to give the offense a little more of like, hey, it works.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we haven't seen that, and it'll be interesting to see if we do. Different way of looking at things, and I think sometimes when you have a new coach, a rookie coach, he doesn't fall into the old traps of this is the way it's always been done, so we're just going to do it that way because that's how everyone's always done it. You can have a guy come in and look at things with a fresh eye, and hey, we're going to you know, we're going to meet more, we're going to watch more film, but we're going to shorten practice, or we're going to do more individual work after practice. He's got the young guys practicing for 10 or 12 minutes after practice is over. So the veterans go in and the young guys stay out and do a few more drills. So there's all the new twists. And when you have a new coach, you know, this guy has spent his whole life wondering, how am I going to do it if I ever become a head coach? And now he's implementing all those thoughts he developed.
I'll be honest with you. I like the approach, actually. I think it's actually a very smart approach. I really do. And if you're a veteran, you love being a veteran, saying, you know what, I can play for this guy. I think you do little subtle things like that where the younger guys need more time and the veterans go in, where you win over a locker room to seeing things your way because he bent your way.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think for a rookie coach, a guy that nobody knows, I mean, you guys never heard of Nick Sirianni 6 months ago. That's the biggest thing, is winning over the Brandon Grahams and Fletcher Cox and Brandon Brooks and Jason Kelsey's, and he's done that. I mean, these guys love him. I mean, you know, you're a 33-year-old, six-time Pro Bowl. You don't want to be out there for 3 hours in 90-degree heat killing yourself day after day. So, you know, I think that's something he really focused on. You know, they had this meeting early on with the veterans about mini camps, because the Eagles say we're not going to participate. The union tried to get him to, you know, boycott all the mini camps, and he called a couple of the veterans and said, look, why don't you come in, we'll do some shortened practices, we'll do some meetings, and we'll get you guys out of here. And they're okay. And that's how you win over the veterans, by listening, mm-hmm. by being honest, by being consistent, and by compromising and listening to these guys, and he's done that.
Great point. Now, Ruben, I was going to wonder about Jalen Hurts. What has the learning curve been for him in terms of what you have seen in the practices so far? Because obviously, as you mentioned, it's been good on good.
Yeah, he's getting better every day, and he's got a lot to work on. But, boy, he's fun to watch. And he's an incredibly bright kid, grounded, mature, incredible outlook, hard worker. He's got a good arm. You know, I think he's out there running a new offense, running new plays with new receivers. And they don't have a wide receiver with 100 career catches. They don't have one established wide receiver on the team. So it's not coming easy for him all the time. And, you know, there's a lot of times where the offense can't get into a rhythm. But he's getting better. I think he's thrown the ball pretty well for the most part. He's got things to work on, but I'm excited. And the thing about a quarterback like him, I think when you're a running quarterback, and that's a big part of your game, that's not gonna show in practice, because he's out there running the play, and his mindset is not, well, if I take off here, I can get 17 yards. His mindset is, here's where I need to go with the ball. So I remember the Ravens were up here a few years ago, and Lamar Jackson had the worst practices I've ever seen. He couldn't do anything. We thought he was gonna get benched. And he ended up being the MVP because, you know, the Lamar Jackson on game day is not the guy who's out there running, okay, this is the play, I'm going to run this play, I'm going to run this rep the way it's supposed to be. So I think with a quarterback who uses his legs like Jalen Hurts, you're not going to see the finished product in practice. But he's getting better. He's smart. I'm excited to see him once the season starts.
And here's the reason why, Ruben. The reason why is, when I explain it, it's going to be as simple as anybody, because you and I have been to a lot of, I mean, I may be going to college practices every day. You're seeing pro practices every day. But the quarterback gets tagged off in practice. In the game, you actually have to tackle him, right? And that's where, to me, the big difference is, because the defenses aren't used to something like, boom, boom, he's darting all over the place. And instead of you just reaching out and tagging off, you actually have to grab him, get him to the ground.
Yeah, it's funny that defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon and Nick Sirianni, they bicker all the time. After practice, they score every play. Who won this play? So there's a lot of plays where, you know, it hurts. The defense thinks, hey, we tackled him. And Sirianni's like, no, he would have gotten out of that. So it's kind of a funny little running joke about who won each play. And there's no way to tell, because who knows if he would have, you know, gotten through that tackle or not. But it's such a good point. I mean, it's a different game. I mean, practice is a completely different mindset than once you get in the game, and anything goes. Whatever I can do to move the chains.
Devontae Smith has been out for a few days. When he was out there, A, what did you think of him? And B, how important will it be for him to get back ASAP just to get a real feel for what the offense actually is?
Yeah, he only practiced 3 days, and he got hurt on the fourth day. So we didn't see a whole lot of him. None of those practices were padded. But he looked fine. He looked like what you'd expect from Heisman Trophy winner and a guy who caught whatever, 114, whatever it was, passes last year. He looks great. And he's just a man among boys. You can just see, you know, just watching him, even on the sideline, he just kind of has that aura about him of a superstar. I think he's going to be a special player. But you're right, he's missing valuable time. He's been out now for a week and a half, and he has been doing individual work. He started on Tuesday, so we saw him on the side, or Monday, doing some work. He's running. He looks fine running. And I think he's healthy, and I think they're being careful with him. There's 2 weeks between the last preseason game and the opener, so I would think as long as he's out there for those 2 weeks, he'll be okay. But, he needs to work with Jalen. I mean, they played together 1 year at Alabama, but that was 3 years ago, and it's a different offense, and they've both grown up a lot. So they got a lot of work to do to get where they need to be.
Now, we all know, Ruben, he is slight of stature. And when I watched Ohio State play, and of course, you know, I've done enough Ohio State games, so I have a pretty good idea of their personnel. When I watched Ohio State play Alabama in the championship game, Alabama was smart. They played Smith in the slot. But they never once got a piece of him off the line of scrimmage. He had free release. The NFL, you and I both know, doesn't operate that way. Is there any concern at all on stature, or is he just so quick and so skilled that that's not going to matter to him in terms of the release off the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, well, you know, my dad used to teach at Ohio State, so I grew up in Columbus, so I probably shouldn't even say that on your show, but
please, that's great. That's great.
I'm an original Buckeye, but so that's really something that the coaches have singled out with him is you know, in mini camps in the first few days, just how decisive and quick and you know, I mean, he's not going to run over a corner who's up in press coverage, but his ability to get that first step is really something. So, playing real NFL cornerbacks week after week, we'll see, and that's something he's got to prove he can do. And I think that's really the biggest question of any young wide receiver that comes into the NFL. I mean, you don't see that, you know, you don't see that kind of coverage in college, and for the most part, maybe in the SEC you do, because those guys are all first round picks. But that's what he's got to prove, and we'll see. I think that's kind of unanswered, but so far he's been impressive in his releases.
By the way, Ohio State's play-by-play guy, Paul Keels, he and I are really good friends, so we're
we're all
good, Ruben, it is always great to have you on because your insight is invaluable. I feel like now we've seen the camp through your eyes and have a real good feel for it. Thank you so much for your time.
Anytime. You got it.
Ruben Frank joining us, NBC Sports Philly.